Good morning, friends. I want to read today from the book of John, and specifically chapter 17. And I'm pretty sure I've done communion meditations from this book and this chapter before, because I'm just amazed that our Lord, in his darkest hour, or one of his darkest hours here on earth, was praying for us. And I'll explain, if you're not already familiar with that story. This is a situation where the Apostle John is looking back over his life. It's late in life. He's writing down both this gospel, and he wrote his epistles while he was exiled on Patmos. And none of the other gospels relate much about what Jesus prayed for or about while in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night on which he was betrayed and arrested. But John goes into some detail. I don't expect that it is a full account, but it does give a good idea of where Jesus's mind was, even while he was under the extreme pressure of emotional and what would eventually be physical pain, as he knew that his betrayal had already happened. He knew that his denial was coming from Peter, and he was in a unique situation where he knew of the pain, the physical pain that he was going to undertake. When we worry, if we look ahead and we're uncertain of what the future holds, and we think about how bad it might be, we fret. That's all based on just concern about what we don't know, what we think might happen. Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen, and he knew that it was going to be bad. Even to the point of asking God the Father if there was some other way that it could be done. That could that cup pass from him? Yet he was willing to do it, and knowing that it was the only way it could transpire, and he ultimately went through with the crucifixion. So in chapter 17, John relates how when Jesus went away from his disciples, and we know the story about how they fell asleep, and he returned to them multiple times, and each time he found them asleep, he went away to pray. And in the first part of the chapter, he describes his relationship to God the Father, and he prays for God, for himself in that circumstance, knowing what he has in front of him and knowing the pressure and pain that he has coming. He then goes on to pray for the disciples, and looking forward to his plan to have the disciples eventually be apostles and begin the church and spread the church throughout the world in that time. And then finally, moving on to chapter 17, verse 20 and 21, he prays for us, you and me. He loves us today just like he loved them. And he made provision for us today, even like he did all those years ago. And starting in verse 21, I'd like to read what he had to say about us and for us. My prayer is not for them alone, speaking of the disciples. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. What a profound thing, knowing that we can know today that even while he was in this dark time, knowing what he had in front of him, knowing that the cross was waiting for him, knowing the trial that was going to come before Pilate and Herod, and the beatings that he was going to take, and the lashings, and the crown of thorns, all those things that he was going to withstand, even then, under that extreme emotional distress, he was thinking of us. And it's just a very comforting, a tremendous feeling. I reflect back on Jim Webster's message from last week that he brought in part from the book of Luke, talking about we can be certain. We can have certainty as followers of Jesus and those of us that have heard his words and obeyed them, that we can have certainty of our standing. And this is just a tremendous encouragement. So I encourage you to reflect upon this as you prepare for the Lord's Supper. Think about just how much Jesus loves us and what he was willing to do to gain us, to win us back. Thank you.